Good morning and welcome to our new time. And I am wide awake and I am sure that most amazing, absolutely beautiful, open-hearted, fantastic co-host is loving this new time too. And that would be Tracy Mahan.
Hey, hello everyone. And you know what? The weirdest thing was today is to not get up at 6 a.m. so that I could get ready for the show. And so I think naturally I started squirming about 6 o'clock in the morning. I thought, no, I get to sleep.
So. I was awake at 10 minutes to six going, you don't have to get up, go to sleep.
We will get used to this new time. And it was nice to not have alarms go off and have the sun come up before I had to get out of bed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although those sunrises are very pretty in this weather that we've been having. So,
isn't
I do like to look at those.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing, our weather? So
It is. So
absolutely.
I would actually, if every day were like that, I would be okay with it. Even though it's cold, it's beautiful. It's just, you know, the skies are blue, the sun comes up, and it just makes this beautiful horizon, and it's just amazing, and I love to wake up like that, but sleeping in is good too. It's golden.
Yes it is. And maybe tomorrow I will do that. You know what's really crazy, everybody? My idea of sleeping in is sleeping till 7 a.m. You know, isn't that sad?
Well, I made it to 7:45.
Oh my
God. But I stayed up late last night too, so. I'm one of those people, you know, they say, are you a night person? Are you a morning person? I'm like, yep. I like to stay up late, but then I love to get up early. And so somewhere in there, I got to figure out when to sleep. So I kind of alternate them. Stay up late sometimes, sleep in, and then go to bed early, get up early. Yeah. So
yeah.
I don't like to pick one, I guess. I like to be both.
In the winter when it starts getting dark at 4:30, 5 o'clock, I'm ready for bed at like 8. I'm looking at going, it's only 8 o'clock. You know, because it's cold outside. I don't want to go outside. I'm a weenie. It's like, no, don't make me. Anyway, well, dear.
I want to see if I can get you to make that little voice again.
Oh, my God. Which little voice? You just... Oh, that little voice. I don't know if that's the right one or not, but hey. I have these weird voices that come in. I don't know where they come from. And it's like, I am possessed.
All right. Well, now we got a new topic for the show.
That's
how
it.
To do an exorcism.
Well, I was going to say possessed by a pixie. Pixies are okay.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Yeah. So.
That explains your ornery streak.
So well, that could
we
be.
We need to get our audience more involved here. So how do we do that?
Oh, shall we let everybody know that we will be doing live readings at the half hour, and that you can call us at 646-668-8389. And Tracy put it in great big bold numbers so you can see it on the banner.
So all of us with those old people eyes can see the phone number. You know, and what's funny is I went to your banner to go grab the phone number. I'm like, oh, yeah, I can't read that.
It's like, shoot.
So small.
Well, and then also you can visit us on Cat Media 2 on Facebook. That's C-A-T, new word, media, M-E-D-I-A, with the 2 attached to the word media, no space in between, or join us on the Blog Talk chat. You know, I know many people are going, gosh, this is a new time, a new time, and they're not sure what to do. They're a little dizzy. It's like, what? I'm so confused.
And hello, Wendy. I'm seeing you're joining us over on Cat Media too. She just asked to join the group, so I want to welcome her to it. And we love it when new people come in, because we do post throughout the week over on Facebook on Cat Media too, and it is a private group. So if you do come over and chat there, only people in the group can see what we're chatting about, and that's just kind of fun in itself.
And that is, you know, Well, you know, there are many people coming out of the closet and really do not care. Who knows? They're walking their spiritual path. But you have some of those still that are a little uncomfortable, and they love to have their thoughts and their beliefs and their ideas on this, you know, only shared with those that they're getting more comfortable with. So
yeah,
it's
with their like-minded groups. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, I've had so many people ask me, well, how do you do this where your family accepts you? You know, if I talk about it, you know, then, you know, they feel as if they're, you know, being judged. And so this allows people to actually gain their voice and then take it out into the world the way that's easier for them, which I love. You know, we all walk at our own pace, pass our own path too. Apparently I can't talk at 10 a.m. So
we can't talk and walk at the same time though. Just so you know.
Yeah. Don't give me chewing gum right now. Whatever you do, do not give me chewing gum. I'll be going to Tracy. Will be holding the show going, Where'd she go? It's like, I'm over here trying to chew gum.
Have
walking
you fallen
home,
and can't get up?
Oh my gosh, that's I'm laying in a park somewhere. I've fallen, I can't get up.
It's chewing gum and walking. I knew better.
Oh, and no, goodness. I can't do that pat my head, rub my stomach thing either.
Oh my gosh. I remember trying that not too long ago and just giggling because it's a trick.
Well, what's really funny is I automatically try to do it as I'm telling you about it, and it's just not working. Okay.
All right,
now
Abby,
let's just, yeah.
Pat your
okay.
Head, rub your tummy. And let us know how it goes.
That's it. And enjoy the silliness. You know, after all of the seriousness that we've had, so you know, within this last year, 2 years, having some silliness is really a good thing. And maybe that should have been our title. Tracy, is let's be silly today.
Well, you know what we got next week.
That's true.
Let's do it. We can do it.
That's true.
That'll be good because we have good news today, and silliness is good news. But
that's true.
Astrologically, we're moving into some pretty positive stuff. It looks like.
Well, it is. It is an intense, amazing, and clearing time.
Oh,
you
let's
know,
emphasize intense because it is positive, but it can also be intense.
Very, because, you know, I went to, and I did post on the Cat Media 2 blog talk, not blog talk, but Facebook page, a really interesting article, astrological article about the upcoming Saturn going into Capricorn and its relationships. And it goes by zodiac sign if you go to the bottom. But did you know Saturn was in Capricorn in 1929-32 when the Great Depression was here, and 1959-62. No, in 1959-1962 when the Cuban Missile Crisis and Cold War fears, that doesn't make people comfortable. And it, you know, if you look at it and go, oh my God, that just terrorized me. It's looking at it at a point that it's actually shaking up the world and taking and breaking it up. So you go inside and really find what your truth is. I mean, we don't have to repeat those old cycles. We don't have to repeat the Depression. We don't have to repeat the Cold War. We don't have to repeat those things.
That's something so amazing. And you know, you were saying 2017 was a hard year, but look at what came out of it. And
oh my gosh.
You know, so many people are rising up and standing up for what they believe in and what their hearts, you know, are telling them to do. And it's one of those things where, you know, we needed a little bit of controversy in our lives to get people to wake up a little bit and get out of their daily routine and go, oh my gosh, look where the world's going. We need to change this. And they're stepping up and stepping out. And it's been a hard year, but it's been an amazing year.
Well, you know, that's true. And it is bringing people to their points of going, hold it. I need to look at my inner truth and find my true voice and add it to the collective and not stay in the shadows anymore. And it's disrupting everything, but it's breaking it away to build new. And when I first shifted, that's what my group told me is that we would have points in which it would feel as if it's very chaotic and some people would be in great fear, but it was breaking down the old world so we could recreate in a way that's in alignment and in harmony and in peace and in love. Oh, are you ready? Are you ready? For you see, children of Earth, you have been at this pinnacle before and you have claimed the true light of life. You have lived in this world before in complete harmony with all life within the planet and on the planet and outside the planet. You are only bringing back the truth of how it is to walk on Earth in the beauty of all of life. So you see, children, it is not to tremble in fear and wonder what will occur in this world. Will it move into chaos and doom? No, children. If you move to the truest hearts of who you are, you will remember. You will remember why you came and who you are and how you choose to create. Feel the warmth in this now, children. Feel the heart center of you opening and responding. Feel all of the light of the essence of you pouring through the physicalness you have chosen this time. And dearest ones, when we call you children, we are not saying you are infants or toddlers or small in any way. We are reminding you of the great children of the universe you are, the magnificent creators that you are. So do not tremble in fear this time. Let all of your heart open and add your voice to life. I always want to say I'm done after that. It's like, okay, guys, I'm feeling really good. Time for me to go.
She's done.
I'm done. That's it. No more.
Yeah. I am going to put in here real quick as I'm noticing callers on the board that don't have the question mark. If you are calling into the show, we will be doing the live readings in the second half. And please the number one so that it puts a question mark by your phone number and we know you have a question. So that is helpful to us.
It's so good that you said that because I wasn't on the studio. I was off in outer space saying, well, nobody's with us today. And then once I went to the studio, I'm going, oh, my gosh, there are callers.
There they are.
That's it. Just an FYI, that energy of the channeled message, do take care of yourself after that comes in because it hits at a cellular level. So lots and lots of water. If you feel like resting, please rest. And if you listen to this in the archive shows, it is good to know that that energy will hit you there. Interestingly enough, as I'm talking about this, both my hands went right over my heart chakra and covered it. So for all of you that are afraid to move into your heart chakra and open it, remember we are love. All life is love. That is the truth of life. Love does not hurt, does not cause pain, does not break hearts. That is mankind's belief systems. Love is what we and all life is are. Grammar doesn't count when I'm in this mood. You guys fill in the blank, whichever is correct English, you all fill it in. So Tracy and I were just talking about going visual, you know, where you could actually see us, and we're really looking at that. And right about that time would be great because I know both of us, when we aren't, you know, always paying attention to what's happening. But when we're giving information, our bodies do move. And I know to pay attention to everything. So when both hands went over the heart, one hand down and one right over the top of it, then it's significant to see and to ask what's going on with those who are listening. And if it relates to you, then being able to say, hey, I'm going to easily uncover my heart chakra. I have no fear. None.
No fear.
No fear.
And just then I saw her in my mind's eye in a black ninja outfit doing one of those fancy ninja kicks. No fear.
Oh, no fear. Ooh, that'd be fun. You know, and the truth of the matter is, if I did put on a black ninja outfit and try to kick with, you know, I'd probably land on my butt. But that's beside the point. I like Tracy's vision much better.
I don't know. I think we should see what happens.
Oh, oh good happens. Lord.
Let's do the ninja kick.
Oh, you know, years ago. Okay, we're taking a break to be human here. Years ago, I was like 13. Yeah, I was 13, and I had a new bedroom, and it had this white closet that was attached to the wall. It wasn't a real closet. It was like a box that you open the doors, and the doors were open, and I thought, oh, how fun. I'll jump up and kick those doors closed, just like you do on TV. You see on TV all the time. Don't do that when you're wearing tennis shoes. And the reason be, and the old tennis shoes in particular, is because the tennis shoe sticks to the wood and paint of the door, and you land on your rear end. I found that out as I'm sprawled out on the wooden floor that I completely landed on. So there you guys go. This is what happens when you're 13.
Do you have any more stories like that?
Oh, I have, oh, goodness, girl, I have a whole bunch. You know, I was just talking to my grandson, Tim, the other day. We were covering up the camp trailer, and he was getting up on the roof, and, you know, the ladder was a little shaky. And I says, you know, he goes, I'll just jump down. I said, it really isn't that tall, because when I was a kid, we got on a building taller than that and with the umbrella and tried to jump off. And we did jump off, needless to say, the umbrella did not slow us down whatsoever. So, yes, Tracy, I have a bunch of these stories.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lordy.
I've always known I was invincible.
Did your mom have gray hair early in life?
It was hard to tell. She dyed it until the day she died.
There's a reason
she died. Yeah, well, you know, the truth of the matter is mom did have, she had white hair towards the latter part of her life, and she would dye it, but it doesn't necessarily attach very well, and so she'd have about an inch of really white hair, which is always
kind of interesting.
I know. And her hair was her pride and joy when she was younger. It's like, honey, just let it go white. It's so pretty. Gives me hope as to what mine will look like.
Yeah.
Darn, I'm spiritual today. Listen to this.
Good to you. Wow. Oh, I'm going to segue back into our topic of things are about to get real clear. So
okay.
I'm going to ask the audience, as we have so many chatting in the chat room, where are you guys?
I know. Where'd you guys go?
Yeah, we're feeling lonely here. But I want to ask the audience, you know, have you been going through times of wanting to create change, developing change? You know, I personally have been, and I am a Capricorn, and the Saturn transit is coming into the Capricorn sign. And so for me, I've noticed that I'm changing things. And you know, even like this simple change that we made with the time of the radio show. Hello, Melinda. Thank you for coming in and letting us know we're not alone.
We feel loved again.
Okay.
We feel loved again.
Lots of lots of change coming in, though. Lots of feeling of wanting something to shift or be different. And knowing, this is the weird part, I know that I will not become clear until the second half of the month. And for a while, I didn't know why it was going to be the second half of the month. And then I started listening to all the astrology and I'm going, oh, well, now that makes sense because that's when it shifts into Capricorn. And, but I've always, you know, it's been going on this feeling of wanting and to create change has been going on for easily a month. And so for me to know, okay, well, I'm going to be in this energy for a little bit, so I'll just play with what kind of change can I create, because I know I won't be clear on it until the second half of December. But I never knew why it was the second half till I started looking at the astrology. So I just want to ask people, are you guys going through that? Are you experiencing this want or need or desire to create some change? And also change might just be happening to you, whether you're asking for it or not. And so, you know, knowing why that's going on is also helpful to be open to what is that change that's coming in, because it is a positive change and it is taking us somewhere positive. So even if it feels uncomfortable, even if it feels like something you don't want, you know, it's going in a positive direction. And I'm going to remind the callers again, if you want a reading, press the number 1. It will put a question mark by your phone number, and we will be able to recognize that as somebody that wants a reading. So, okay. Anyways, have you been experiencing any symptoms of desiring change, wanting change, or change coming in?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
you know,
sorry.
It has been happening. You know, it's really interesting, Tracy. I had 3 months that I went very deep inside, and I could feel everything shaking up. I could feel me questioning things. I could feel outgrowing things, and I could feel this push to start changing things. And it is really increased. And so when the Saturn going into Capricorn came up, I understood more. Is a lot of times with the astrological events that occur is I feel the energy, then it comes in and I hear it. But yes, and my life's getting ready to change in a very big way, in so many ways.
Yeah.
You know, new living circumstances, I'll be working in a new area. I mean, I work with people all over the world via the telephone, but I'm in Oregon. I'll be moving to California. And, you know, even that caught my attention today because I was looking at some of the areas I was going in. I thought, oh, I know why I'm going there. Is light is necessary, and we're being called to certain areas.
Yeah.
And that's it, too. But then all of a sudden, the image of Mother Teresa came in. So for many of us, we're being called to that pure energy, you know, the true sacred work. I can laugh and joke all I want. And I do love to laugh and joke because I know that we tend to get too serious in our heads. Yet we've come for this time. We've come to bring our light into this world and really, really help raise the vibration. So for many people, they're going to be drawn into areas in which, you know, they're going to go, why here? And really question, but feel that it is so necessary. It's because that's what you agreed to. And I am getting tingles like nobody's business. So
nobody's business. So I'm not even going to ask because it's not my business.
There you go. Not your business whatsoever. So do not ask. Let's see. Anyway. But
well,
you know,
Melinda's agreeing in the chat room. She's been experiencing some change at work and change is coming. And so, you know, is there any chatting going on in our blog talk site?
You know, there really isn't. And so, gosh, guys, if you'd love to join us and chat, please do. Put your, you know, it's about all of us, not just Tracy, not just me. It's about all of us. And so feel free to completely chat with us. We love it.
Completely. Don't hold back. Completely. Don't just put a half a sentence on the chat. We want the whole thing.
That's right. So, and there is a reason for that, because when you're on the air, on the computer, or even at a radio station, because I've done that one before also, you kind of feel like you're out here all by yourself. Like, where
well,
is
Melinda
this?
Is saying that she can't see the blog talk room, the chat room. So I don't know what that's about.
I don't either, because it says we're here.
Well, but if you guys are having that problem, come over to Facebook and go to the Cat Media 2 and come on in there. We'll chat with you over there. Because that's another spot we can do that.
Exactly.
We would love to have you. So, okay. Change. 2018. I've been putting out my thoughts on what I'm going to put on my vision board for the year. That's another way to start creating the change that you desire, is to just put the energy in that thing you desire. And, you know, I'm going to throw one of my readings yesterday at you. It's because it resonated so much. I had taken this gal into actually a regression to see a past life. And the first thing she comes to is being a single mom with three kids. I'm like, oh, here we go. That's me. Well, then the three kids grow up and they move out and they get married. And then they don't hardly come to see her anymore. She never remarries, so she gets pretty lonely. And then I take her to the last day, and the only one of the three children came to see her before she passed. And I swear both of us were crying. So I'm sitting there going, what? That's horrible, as I'm reflecting on that being, you know, something that could happen to me.
So, oh, my gosh.
I know. It was horrible. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is terrible because, you know, it just – and I found myself reflecting on that for most of the day yesterday, and emotions were coming up. And I'm like, okay, this must be a fear that I need to deal with, or something that it resonated with me that the kids could move out and, you know, get their own lives going. And here I sit all by myself after all this energy and time putting in. And that was part of what the reading was, is that she sacrificed anything that she wanted to do or be in that lifetime to raise those kids. And then when they grew up and moved away, nobody was visiting, nobody was coming by. And then only one of them showed up before she passed. And it was like, oh my gosh, I took it as a sign to make sure that I am doing things for myself as well as raising these children, because, you know, they do deserve to get to go off and live their lives and not have to feel like they've got to have me in their back pocket. But it helped me to know how I want to envision my future, because that sure as heck wasn't a story I want to live. And so I took it as a positive thing that, okay, I'm recognizing that this is triggering me and I need to sit with this and be with the feelings. But then also I need to create from this place. I need to create something different. You know, I have a choice. And in my opinion, I was just given a glimpse of a version that could play out. And do I want that? No. So, having an opportunity to change it before it even, you know, create differently, to move into something else, and to be present with that fear and love that fear so that it can move and make room for what I really desire. So that was experience I had. There you go.
There you go. That is an intense one. I mean, really intense. Yeah. And really, because as you're talking about it, two things came up. One of the first things I did is get on Facebook today. And the first post I saw was, who wants grandma? Who wants grandma now? And it's about nobody wanting the old grandma, you know, how she'd been there for everybody, but nobody wanted her. I see the movement of the divine feminine really claiming itself. But I also watched my mother, who didn't know anything other than work and family, sit alone. We were the only ones to go visit her. She never joined outside any other community. You know, she never got involved. And she did become very lonely. And all she had was her kids and grandkids. Thank goodness we went over and saw her. But she became one of these elderly people that you go into a retail store and she talked, every clerk that she talked to knew what was going on with her. She was so lonely. Yet, on a personal level, I can relate to exactly what you're saying, Tracy, because I do have grown children. I do have grown grandchildren. And yes, they deserve their life. And yes, they have their life. And I have a choice of sitting here by myself, hoping somebody will come by. And my oldest grandson is living with me for the time being to help him out and help me out when I travel. That way I have a dog sitter that the dogs know and love. But, you know, he's busy doing what he does. He comes in, he changes, he heads off. He goes to work, he goes to his girlfriends, he goes to his friends. So I may see him an hour and, you know, say a few words. And so I understand completely, it's all about us and claiming it. The feminine isn't just family, taking care of family and putting yourself last or having that just what you are. You just get this amazing self to really join and see what's important to you and where you want to go and join in and create. So that's a powerful message and one a lot of women have gone through. Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so, even in the chat room, we've got people that are saying, yeah, I have that same issue, or, mm-hmm. you know, feeling the same way. And what an insight, though, you know, what a blessing to be able to look at that and not be like, oh, my God, that's where my life is going. But be like, you know what? I have a choice. I have mm-hmm. a choice to let that not be my future and create something different. And,
yeah.
you know, how freeing is that to our own children, too, to know that, you know, if I were to sit there and wait for them to come visit me, whatever, that puts a lot of pressure on them and a lot of guilt and a lot of, okay, got to go see mom, got to put that time in, versus mom's got a life. I wonder if she could squeeze me in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, maybe that's
yeah.
going to be okay. Maybe they'll be like, hey, are we ever going to see you, mom? You're always traveling, having fun, partying with your friends.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to segue right into, I'm going to give a little shout out about the retreat that Vicki Pruitt and I have coming in Hawaii in February. I posted it on the Cat Media page, and we have 2 days left of the early bird special, so you get a discount if you sign up before the 15th. But it's a way to reclaim yourself, to come to figure out who you are, or remember who you are and what's important to you, and really kickstart you looking out at life in a way that says, hey, I'm here to live it. And then move out into it. So self-empowerment, self-love. And we did not realize we were doing it around Valentine's Day, which is sad for some people because they don't have a Valentine. Well, this is all about love. And so you get to be your very own Valentine, too, and really mm-hmm. show the love, too. So anyway, you know, with that, Trace, do you want to tell people how they get in touch with you? And, of course, I'll put up my website real quick, cherrydivine.com, all kind of interesting stuff there. And you go to Cherry Divine LLC on Facebook and become my friend. And then we take calls. You want to do that? Do you want to
be
do
our
that?
Friend.
Be
yeah,
our friend.
Be our friend. Be our
yes,
friend over
miss.
On Facebook. I have Twitter and other pages like that, but really Facebook is where I perch most of the time. So come on over to Facebook and join us on our Cat Media 2 page. You know, follow along with Cherry and I. We're going to do some new things in 2018. We kind of talked about it a little bit before the show, and we're kind of excited about it. So, you know, follow us so that you're going to stay right in there with us with the new things we're doing for 2018. And one of the things that I am doing that I just started doing was the Patreon page. And you guys will hear me say it a lot because this is an exciting thing. I'm excited about it because it's an opportunity to share with lots of people for a very low price. So what I do over there is I'm posting hypnosis. I'm posting hypnosis for weight loss, for confidence, for healing, for removing blocks, and whatever else you guys want. I'm doing just recordings, and I'm putting them over there, and it's exclusive for the Patreon page. So that's another link that I'll put on, but it's Patreon, patreon.com/TracyMahan, and TracyMahan. Come on over there, check it out. It is a monthly subscription to be part of it, but I mean, it's as low as $2 a month. So you have access to meditations. If you want the hypnosis, it's $8 a month. And, you know, you guys, that's a cup of coffee. So come on, let's get over there. Here's what it is. It's a way to support, what I do and make it easier for me to do it when I'm not, you know, going 20 different directions trying to figure out how to pay my bills. I'm going to be very real because that's really what happens is, you know, Cherry and I have bills to pay. We need the support, and I'm one of those really open heart people where I want to help people, and sometimes that doesn't always bring in a paycheck. So if you want to help me to be who I am, go to Patreon, support me over there, listen to the recordings, interact with me. Let's see what people want, what they need. It gives me an opportunity to be who I am, and you guys get to have access to a lot of different things that are really helpful. I just had a gal call me the other day and say that she signed up on my Patreon page, and she woke up one morning feeling really inspired, got back into, she was taking nursing school before she had her kids, and then now she wants to get back into it, and she was all inspired to get back into it, contacted people, started taking the steps it took to do that. She went from a place of wanting to do that to doing it. And mm-hmm. she was just like, it's because I'm listening to these recordings. And it's really important to know that, you know, when we're dealing with these blocks, a lot of times they're subconscious and these recordings can help. So that's my push for Patreon. Go on over there, check it out. I put the link on the Cat Media 2 page, and find me on my website, TracyMahan.com. There.
Well, you know, and I love it because I guest on another radio show off and on. And, you know, the host there does remind everybody that what we're doing on the radio show is to give a sample of what we do, because this mm-hmm. is our life work. And, you know, in earlier times in life, when you were someone that assisted people as what we call healers or spiritual teachers, or whatever, the community supported you. You didn't, you had clothes, you had a roof over your head, you had food. Well, we're not there right now. So that is something to remember. And one of the things to know also is when we're doing on our readings, we're only skimming the surface, because we can only go in for X amount of time with each person. And, you know, and we go through the layers. But so if you're needing something more, that's the time to give us a call and then go in deeper with you. And with that, are we ready to take a caller?
Yes, but I would like to thank Karen in the chat room who said, you two are the most generous people I know. And that just opened my heart chakra when I read that. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you, because it is important to hear those things. Just sometimes sometimes yes. I can use the encouragement. I'm going to say it. You know, it's like you put energy out a lot. I put energy out a lot, and it's really nice to know that it is helping. And so
yes.
I thank you, Karen, for sharing that.
Yes.
Okay.
So, thank you so much.
Callers.
Okay, callers, one question only, please. Be specific so that we can get right to the nitty-gritty of everything. Who you are, where are you calling from, and what is your question? And with all that information, I'm going to caller with the last four digits, 2352. You are on the air.
Yes, hi. My name is Laura, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Laura. Which part of California?
Temecula.
Oh, I don't know where that's at.
It's right outside of San Diego.
Hopefully away from the fires.
Yes. Outside of where? Outside of where?
San Diego.
Oh, okay. You're very south. Yeah. Okay. And your question is?
So I have my oldest daughter. She's 21. And her name is Haley, and she has a biological father. I'm remarried to a very happily married, and she's known my husband since she was 1 year old. So that's really her father. But her biological father is not in her life, and he has just been horrible. He hasn't been in her life since 2010, and I see a little bit of depression around that, and I'm just, you know, his new wife now just hates my kid, and she hates me, and she's just really jealous, and she won't let him be part of my daughter's life, and, you know, he has his own issues. But, you know, I'm wondering, do you ever see him coming back around? Are they ever going to break up so my daughter can be part of... I'm not interested in the breakup because I want him back. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just ridiculous.
Could we change it to, will it ever open up where he will create a relationship? It doesn't matter what relationship he's in with whichever woman. And instead of looking at actually...
Well, she really impedes it. So it does matter. I mean, it really does.
But we create through our thoughts, beliefs, and words. So if we shift the wording, we can create an opening no matter
sure.
what his life does.
Okay.
And so that's okay. why I stepped in with that. And here's something to remember, because one of the things you're doing is describing my daughter's situation without the evil stepmother. You know, because that's kind of what it is. But it's also looking at the higher agreement. Sometimes it's only that person is there to actually assist because they're carrying a vibration that's necessary to create.
I get why.
Yeah,
I understand.
And so that's part of it. And so is there going to come a time? It feels like it isn't. If that time comes, I get that it's going to come when he's very old. But by then, she's had made peace with it all. So, Tracy, what do you
get? You cut off. So, wait, you said what? I'm sorry. What old?
I said he will be very old, but by that time, she will have made peace with everything.
Okay.
Tracy, honey, what do you get?
Well, she definitely called the right people, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
We all have these scenarios going on, and my children go through quite the same thing. I learned in my process and was coming in for me to share with you the parts that resonated with me, I feel like that's the part I need to share, and it's that I had to come to terms with the fact that when we come into these lifetimes, we come in with life path agreements, with karma, with all kinds of different things. And I had to understand that my kids have karma with their father. Mm-hmm. And that
no, I
is
get
not...
it. I get that part. I'm okay with
I know.
That part.
Here we go. I had to come to terms with it and then let it go and let them do what they need to do for their relationship. That's theirs to play out. And I had to be okay with that. And so... the part that I could play was I could pray about it. You know, I had a desire for him to have a relationship with his children so that they would know their dad. And I prayed about it. And, you know, he's been remarried twice. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's his responsibility, not the ex-wife or not the new wife or whatever. Yeah, she's playing a part in it. Yeah. She's playing a part in it, but really it's his choice to be the person he's being. So just pray that the right people come into his life to help him to create a better relationship and the highest and best good. But we don't get to decide what that relationship looks like. And so work with your attachment on what that needs to look like and ask the angels to help to release that.
It's not the attachment that I have. I don't have any attachment to it. The only attachment I have is my daughter's depression around it. And I can feel that. I can see that. And so that's what I was getting to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I understand.
It's not my attachment I have.
We become Mama Bear. I still become Mama Bear. I had him send my youngest son's 13th birthday gift a month late. You know, how do you explain that to your kids?
And both of us do, because both of us are in or have been in that situation. And so we understand we're looking out for the child.
Sure.
Now, again, it's key. Tracy had a key point here is what their karmic agreement is and lessons and experiences they've agreed on. What you can do for your daughter is keep those lines of communication open, and that's what you do, and really be there for her.
And I am.
And so
she's
that's
very lucky
I just
to have you.
See her depression.
Well, and again, it's allowing that to come and having her look at where it's coming from. And you said she's 21?
Yeah.
And so
she'll be 22 in April. Yeah.
April what?
April 4th.
Okay. Because it's been I'm an Aries also. It's been a very interesting and trying time for Aries. But one thing about an Aries, they got an inner strength that is just really amazing. And so I'm really hoping we helped. We got other callers we got to get to now, but I hope we helped. And again, you're there for her, and that's what's most important.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie.
Bye-bye. Okay. Caller with the last four digits, 6981. You are on the air. Who are we speaking to? What is your question, and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. This is Rose from Portland. I wanted to just talk about my willingness to step into my light. I am always stepping into being in that unsafe part or uncomfortable part every week with my energy meditation circle that I do. And yet I have not felt where I'm confident. I mean, it gets there, but I still get nervous. And I still haven't yet felt like I'm empowered to that one point that I want to feel that this is cool. I mean, it is cool, but you know what?
Cool.
Anyway, I'll stop there.
Okay, Tracy.
Well, first off, I want to say hi, Rose.
Hi.
Okay. Well, I was closing my eyes while you were talking there about that healing circle, which is a very powerful healing circle that you've created. What they're showing me is that you do create a vortex in this space that you hold the healing in, and that you have not yet stepped into the goddess energy that is waiting for you. And so I want you to start inviting that energy to come in, and that will help to bring in more confidence around being a facilitator in this arena. The way that they're showing it to me is like this beautiful flower with many petals, and you're standing at the center of this flower. You're that piece that holds it all together. And so it's a beautiful picture in my head, and the fact that your name is Rose kind of just probably brought in the flower. I don't know. It's not a rose that I'm seeing, but still. Anyways, I want you to start calling in that goddess energy. It's right there. It is part of you. It's not separate from you. It's not like it's a guide. It's not, you know, it's not separate. It is part of you. And it's like hovering right above your head. If you could just pull it down and put it on like a beautiful little goddess suit. You're meant to do this and way more. So be ready for a lot more to open. And I think that might be where that nervousness comes in, because it's a very powerful energy. And when we have this human experience, sometimes we don't feel worthy of that. And so just know that you are worthy. That's what you came here to do. Pull that in and start stepping into that with confidence, because you are helping a lot of people and there's a lot more coming. So let's get you ready. All right, Cherry.
Well, you know what I found interesting is the moment that I started listening, all of a sudden I started doing little things to distract myself. So, Rose, I want you to look at what you're doing in your life that distracts you from actually claiming your personal essence and power. Because it's as if you start to move in a direction, then you'll pull yourself off to the side and look. I also started looking at the idea of medicine woman, healer, that sort of thing. You know, we have all types of titles for people that carry a frequency that assists other people. Now, one of the things that you do, though, in that nervousness, I want you to start asking if that's yours or energy that you're picking up. I'm an extreme high sensitive or empath, and one of the key signs for me early before I understood everything was I would be feeling that nervousness that you're talking about, and that's because we're open. When we're in this arena, we start opening up and walking without any light shields or anything like this that actually reflect back to the source their energy, and we become little energetic sponges. And then we start feeling everybody else's stuff, and you get real nervous. Your mind starts to jump around. You feel scattered, insecure. Do you recognize all of those things? So I want you to start surrounding with light and grounding in also. And I'm going to put it out there that this would be perfect, is the Hawaiian retreat would be a wonderful way for you to claim your power and actually step into the magic of who you are. Just saying. Yeah. But in the meantime, start really surrounding with light. And I'm going to just do a little light exercise real quick. Okay?
Okay.
I want you to, everybody out there, I want you to feel your energy, where it is right now, what it's like, that sort of thing. What are your thoughts doing? You know, all of this different things. Just stop for a moment and take a breath and just feel. Okay, we're going to call in Archangel Michael, and we're going to ask him to surround you with 2 feet of white light that extends out from your body, There again, 2 feet, leaving no area exposed. On the outer side of that, put 2 inches of brilliant white light, reflecting back all others' energy to their source with love. We're going to ask Archangel Michael to remove all hooks, cords, energetic feelings, or filters that have been attached to you, whether you're aware of them or not. And again, send them back to the source with love. We're going to ask him to repair your auric field of all cracks, tears, rips, holes, any imperfections, sealing it up absolutely perfect. And now we're going to ask him to assist you in walking in this light from this moment on. So you may start feeling energy moving from your body, but also feeling calmer and more centered. Interesting the way the words change whenever you do this particular one, but somebody's losing a lot of energy off of their root chakra that it's actually open where they can move down and ground into this world. But anyway, I hope that helps.
It does. It does. Thank you so much, Tracy, that what you said brought tears to my eyes. And Cherry, oh, it's beautiful. I love the healing and surrounding with light, and I'll do everything. I took notes, and so I'm writing it. So, and yeah, I'll re-listen to do everything. I'll do my own work. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rose. Thank you for bringing your light to the show.
Yes.
Thank you.
We love it. We love it. So, okay. We have one more caller, and let's see.
Or did I know? 061.
Yes.
Okay. 061 is on the air. Who are we talking with?
Yes, thank you. Hi.
Hi. This is Shay. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi. Okay. That's a day or two away from us.
Yeah.
My question today, ladies, is what do you see for me romance-wise?
Romance.
It's time to call in a romance. What the first thing that stepped in my mind is, sweetheart, it's time to open the door and call one in. Yeah. Do you have your radio on? Because I'm getting an echo. Do you still have it on, the sound?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I never had a radio on.
Okay. Okay, or the computer. But anyway, Trace, do you want to step into that one first? Yes, you do. I do.
Since you're getting an echo, I know what that can be like. And it's like you hear yourself talking. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is annoying. I'm glad I don't have it.
Yeah. Okay, Shay. So I'm seeing for you is I'm seeing you having a beautiful dinner all dressed up and dolled up for Valentine's Day. So this is somebody that I think you will have in your life before that happens, because it feels like a very comfortable setting, not like a first date or anything like that. So I'm not sure why Spirit brings it in the way they do, but I see you at Valentine's Day, just smiling, being happy, sitting at a nice dinner table, having a nice dinner, very dressed up. And just enjoying yourself with a partner. So it does feel like this is something that will already be established by that point. Will you meet him before Christmas? I don't feel like that's going to happen, but possibly something in the new year will bring maybe a party that you go to, or it feels like when you meet this person that there's other people around. So I don't know if that means that one of your friends introduces you to them, or if you're at a party and for New Year's or for something else that's going on during that time and you bump into them that way. But it does feel like it's getting very close for you. So just put your energy out there. And one of the things that I didn't ask is what year? So sometimes that'll happen where it's like, well, it didn't happen that year, but the next year it did. So,
And that's so funny. I was about to say, but I didn't want to interrupt you. This Valentine's Day.
Right. That would be a great question. We both had that on our mind. That's funny.
Yeah.
Let me see. Would it be 2018? It does feel like a yes for that. So, something that's coming up in the next month or so for you. Okay. And you'll have to keep us posted. I want to know about this.
Yeah.
This Valentine's date you're on.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So I'm going to just rush in here because the full time Tracy was talking, the energy was just moving and the heart chakra wide open, just vibrating energy, vibrating love. And that's actually attracting in who it is. And I do see him. He's slightly bigger than you. I mean, he just feels, I don't want to say meaty, but substance. And
I'm sorry, can
you
repeat
said
that?
Meaty.
No,
yeah.
Meaty. M-E-A-T-Y. You know, he has substance, not meaty. No.
It's like, run. No.
No.
Yeah, exactly. But I was like, that is, no.
Solid. But solid. I have to ask
so
you.
So you're saying meaty, M-E-A-T-Y, meaty.
Yes, like
so you mean like thick, like a thick built, you mean?
Yeah, like you guys, this guy, it's like my husband. I know he's there, you know, a little wispy guy. But anyway, but I got to ask you, who's your friend that's going, okay, girl, you got to shake it up a bit. You got to quit doing it. Because when Tracy said a party at a friend's, I had already got that is a high potential area. But it's one of your friends that's saying, come on.
That gives me chills.
Yeah, I know.
I
it's
like
just
it.
A small...
Yeah, that, now that I'm down, that you have me there, I'm dumbfounded there.
Yes, and so anyway, look at the friend that's always wanting you to step out of your comfort zone and shake things up a bit. Get to some parties for Christmas, New Year's, no sitting at home by yourself, that sort of thing. And dress her up, girl, dress her up. And that's what I keep getting. I keep getting this. You've got a friend that wants you to, you know, change things up a little bit. But I'm with Tracy. I just see him coming in relatively soon. Now, remember, here's the deal. You have free will. And
right.
And so you can shift the timeline if you choose. You can slow it down. You can speed it up. And I also have to ask, do you have a child in the background?
Yes, I did. That's Christian.
Okay, because even before, which is fine, because there's a part of you. Where are you trying to be super duper safe and everything? Christian's your child?
Yeah, I actually have two. I have a 12-year-old and a 1-year-old, two boys.
Yes, and so there's the word caution comes in. You've been relatively...
Yes.
And it keeps you from actually stepping out and attracting in a wonderful life
partner. Yeah, I'm not one of those people. I'm not big on. I would never want them around, you know, like multiple men, like, hey.
Yeah.
You know, that was never me. Some people are, hey, whatever they feel comfortable with, but, like, that was never my 12-year-old and I, and it won't be this one and I.
Well, and here's the good news is it isn't that old swinging door, one relationship after the other. Like you said, you're not that person.
Yeah,
The guy that comes in is very secure. It feels like he has a very good job, and he isn't looking for just a part-time relationship. He wants a full relationship. They're showing like a person like my uncle. My aunt had three children when they met, and he fell in love with her instantaneously. Mm-hmm. And wonderful family from the moment on. And that's what feels like. That's when I say a man of substance. Somebody who
I'm going to agree that he takes your kids on like in his mind, they're his.
Yeah.
So
that makes me feel good. Does he have children of his own, or is he, can you tell if he's older than me or my age, younger?
It feels, you know, close to your age, but you ask if he had children. I got the word no, not yet.
I don't see it either. Yeah. He may want you to help him out with that.
Yeah.
That was going to be my next question, but I'm like, nope, family told me one.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, but you know, there's many ways to have children. You don't necessarily have to have biological children, and he's very satisfied with your children. So just say, well,
I like his energy.
Oh,
I
you
think
and
it'll
me
be
too.
Great. Yeah.
Do we know any names or any other little cues?
No, honey.
Yes.
You don't want
too much information. It'll get in your way. You got plenty.
Yep. And this is a great note. And thank you for calling in. Yes.
And thank you, ladies, for having me. Have a safe and happy holiday season.
You too, sweetie. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What a wonderful, positive way to end the show. So, anyway, Tracy, you want to give your website one more time?
One more time, TracyMahan.com, you guys. And these, are, again, are just a taste of what we do when we can spend one-on-one time with you and get very centered in. A lot more information can come in. So check out both Cherry and I's website. We have our what we do on our sites and our rates. Okay, Cherry.
Go to CherryDivine.com and all my information's there. You'll have the link to Facebook, whatever else I do, all of that stuff. And thank you for joining us at our new time. It's been our pleasure.
Right? Yes. That's right. We'll see you guys again next week, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.